Welcome to Tasting Tuesdays, sponsored by Taste New York Market at Todd Hill on the Taconic Parkway. Discover a wide array of products sourced regionally in the heart of the Hudson Valley, just 10 miles north of I-84. Also by Hotel Tivoli in the Corner Restaurant, boutique lodging, seasonal Hudson Valley dining, and craft cocktails in downtown Tivoli, hoteltivoli.org. And finally, by the Kingston Implant Center, offering computer-guided dental implant placement with a 15-year implant guarantee on Broadway in Kingston. The initial consultation fee is waived for KZ listeners. Learn more at kingstonimplantcenter.com. And before we got on the air, I was saying to my guests how typically we invite a food and beverage business or, you know, something like that onto Tasting Tuesdays, and we taste them, we talk about the business. We're doing something slightly different today because old friends of Tasting Tuesdays and KZE are with us, Kathy and Roy Niar, who have been the owners of Abba's Falafel, the beloved institution, are retiring from the business, and we're going to find out what they're going to be doing. And if that weren't enough, we are fortunate enough to have Zach Halperin here as well, who is the new owner of Abba's Falafel. I'm very excited to talk to Zach and to meet him, make your acquaintance. So welcome, Kathy, Roy, and Zach to Tasting Tuesdays.
Hi, Adam.
Hi, Adam. Thank you.
And welcome, Zach. Zach, you, by the way, you already are in the restaurant, correct, for about a week or so?
So I got to experience the Taste of Rhinebeck last week, which was fun. Got to meet a lot of very happy, very loyal customers, some with pleadings.
What's an example of a pleading?
To stay open late on Tuesday nights. Oh. To not change anything.
Right.
To keep the pepper artichoke soup unchanged, that kind of thing. But everyone was very nice and supportive, and it was a good opportunity to meet a lot of people. The past week has been, I didn't meet that many people before because I've been busy just doing a lot of things.
Preparation.
Yeah. But yeah, it was nice to get out there and meet a lot of people.
Well, welcome to the neighborhood. Were you already in Rhinebeck, or where do you?
No.
Where do you, okay.
No, I just located there. I'm right good. There in the village.
Oh, very good. Well, welcome. Mm-hmm. And
thanks.
Oh, my goodness. We'll agree to just take a moment and say hi to Kathy and Roy.
Hello.
Hello.
How many years have you guys been, running Abba's?
We started farmers markets in 2009.
Oh, right.
So it's a total of 17 years. The store itself has been nine. Nine. Mm-hmm. Years. So, yeah, 17 years.
It's a long time.
Yeah.
So is this something you're happy, or is it a bittersweet type of thing? Or you're just like, yeah, this, no, we're totally,
no,
we're ready to
both.
Go.
It's both.
Yeah.
I think we're really happy that Zach can continue Abba's. Had we had to just close it or sell it to someone who we don't know and who could do anything, it would have been harder.
Mm-hmm.
So knowing that it's still there and it's maintaining a lot of the features and the food makes it all much easier.
Yes, everywhere we are going, we feel a lot of love, appreciation, and also happiness that the business is still there and is continue to stay in Rhinebeck for the next 10 years.
And on. That sounds really great. And it seems from what I'm seeing, just the fact that you're all joining us, that this is definitely a plan to keep the business familiar to people and to have people, your customers, have a sense of continuity and, mm-hmm. you know, that they're being taken care of. Very few people like change, it turns out.
Right.
You know, people are very concerned. We can relate here at KZE. Zach, I don't know if you know much about the history of our station. We've also been around for quite a while, and we're just up the street, you know, on 9 from Rhinebeck. And you know, we went through a transition of ownership last year, about a year and change ago. And you know, we all knew that this was a fantastic transition. We were all internally, but mm-hmm. boy, do listeners get concerned. Boy, do people not want to. They're already very lee. We haven't turned into a Christian music radio station. No offense to those fans of Christian rock. I No, there are stations for you, but for so that was one thing, and also just change of staff, change all these things. Like, there, people are really worried about that.
Yeah. There's no change of staff, which is great. And I think Zach's going to bring some new blood in the sense of, maybe some tweaks, adding some healthy drinks, adding some other things to the menu, maybe opening Tuesday evenings. Tuesday evenings, most
We all
restaurants
know
in
that
Rhinebeck are closed.
we know that typically Abba's is open 11 to 3, 3 or 3:30.
3:30.
3:30.
3:30, thank you. So that continues, but you're saying there might be some expansion in terms of Tuesdays, or
Yeah, I mean,
you're playing with the idea.
I never thought about Tuesdays. I had considered, and the staff was interested in weekends, like maybe Friday and Saturday or Saturday and Sunday. And then a group of probably like four couples were just really, really
Had
going
a lot
at
to
it.
say.
They really felt strongly about Rhinebeck not having options on Tuesday. They get home from work and they have nothing. So they said, please just try it, consider it.
That's
So
nice. Yeah, you're
yeah,
gonna
and the staff
can
was
you
all
handle
about
that though? That's the question. There may be a line down the block on Market Street,
it.
if you, because I don't know, most people listening probably know that, Monday and Tuesday are big nights off for most restaurants, one or the other, usually Tuesday for sure. And there's very few options for those who like takeout.
I always felt like it was Monday. Monday was the day. You think Tuesday?
In Rhinebeck, Tuesday is more of the day that restaurants are closed. Some of them are still open on Monday.
And then I don't, for some reason, the like curry house in Red Hook is like, I think it's like Wednesday or Thursday, but that, that's just a unique thing. But boy, does that drive me nuts when I try, because once in a while you just gotta have your Indian food. I mean, and so more often than not, we can make it at home. But once in a while, you do want to go do takeout, and that's one of the great things about Abba's falafel. It has
Cinnamon is
the
open
best
on
takeout.
Wednesday and Thursday.
Very
Certain
true.
things like falafels are hard to make at home, the same way, restaurant quality.
So,
But
Roy, tell me, Roy, how did this connection come about? I thought I picked up on the fact that you guys had known each other a little bit, maybe beforehand. There was a relationship, perhaps.
he's a second
Yeah,
cousin.
he's Katie's second
Oh,
cousin.
well, there you go. Enough said. Good
Yeah,
night, everybody.
it's in
You're a Nepo baby, Zach.
the
Wow,
Never
that's
been called that. That made it, that's
and
what also what made it so easy.
smooth.
Oh yeah. No, that is just about as ideal as you can get, correct? Yeah. I'm sorry, Zach, or do you have a
Not at
past
all.
with yeah, do you have a past in the restaurant world or
Not in restaurants,
food
in
services?
food production.
Okay.
For a while, I was manufacturing like a innovative waffle, a flour-free frozen
Oh.
waffle. I was selling to Whole Foods, about half the Whole Foods in the U.S.
Wow. Did you say waffle?
I said waffle.
Okay, I wasn't sure if you said falafel. So
It was
I'm
a
thinking, here's
tofu-based waffle.
you went from waffle to falafel. Is that what you're telling
Yeah,
me?
that's what I'm telling you.
That is that's
It
wonderful. That's all I can say.
rhymes, so I like it.
Yeah. Exactly. I think you might have something there for Abba's waffles and falafels. I don't know. Just
Waffles and
think about it. Kicking around. You can,
falafels.
if it works out though, I do want a fee. You know what I mean?
No, say it
If it works out, the waffle falafel idea,
again.
I want a fee. It's too good. It's
I like it.
me too. Me too. I'm talking with Zach Halpern, and also with the Niors, Kathy and Roy, who are Kathy and Roy, as most people know, are retiring from their work at in their business at Abba's and handing it over to second cousin Zach. And guys, here's what everybody's wondering: what is next for you guys? What's on the horizon?
Well, I'm waiting to be bored.
Good answer.
I just want to be bored for a while and then I'll decide what I want to do. That's how the falafel started, right? When I was just like, let's do something. Roy has another world that he works in commercial flights. So
What's that?
I'm managing a private charter airlines
Oh, I see.
in Florida.
Oh.
And so this is my third retirement already.
Right.
Okay, once from the in Israel, once from the airline, and now once from Abbas. And I have one more to work on, and at some point I will retire also.
Right, yeah.
Until Katie will get bored.
Right.
Are you guys planning on staying in Dutchess County or?
100%.
Okay.
Yes. Now we have where we love it here. There's no, we built a house here. We're not going anywhere.
Okay.
We want to grow old here.
Right. And maybe be a customers at Avis once in a while.
De 100% be
definitely,
customers.
yeah. That's nice.
Not maybe. Maybe get
Well,
a discount.
yes.
Of course.
I wanted to give you guys an opportunity to come on to Tasting Tuesdays and to meet everybody, and our listeners, rather, better put, to meet you guys and know that this transition is like the one at KZE, sounds like pretty ideal. And I wish you all the best of luck. I plan to continue also being a customer at ABBA's. And Zach will bring you in as soon as possible.
All right, that sounds good.
Yeah.
And
Yeah.
thank you also to everyone for all the love.
Yes, all the customers and everybody that we are seeing and meeting all over the Hudson Valley. Thank you so much.
Yeah. And thanks
Yeah.
also for continual support to Zach.
Yes, and wish him all the best.
Yeah, you guys have some good customers. They love you guys and what you did.
Thank
Yeah,
you.
thank you.
For sure. Well, thank you all, and we'll do it again soon, I hope. This is the midday show.
No.
I know, but it is the midday show. It's just that Tasting Tuesdays is part of the midday. All right, you do it, Kathy. Sign off for me. Come on. No, go ahead. Sign off for me.
Okay.
Yes.
You're
Yes.
listening to 98.1 KZE, Abba's Falafel. We all love you.
Perfect.